Welcome to the Orphans Exposé. We'd like to thank our patrons, Veronica Ramirez, The Beacon, and Andre Pandolfo Damiani for making this series possible. And now, Episode 1, Baz Grant.
These things are working.
The light's on. That means it's recording.
I think a Cordelia would be able to handle a recorder.
You ever been to Sagara?
No. I almost got assigned to the marine biology division, but then they realised I was a bit thick, so they sent me to be a journalist instead.
Well, you fit right in.
Let's go get him then.
Remind me, what's this for again?
We're doing a piece on some of the most notable members of the collective, and you made the cut.
Well, that is flattering.
It would be hard to leave you off the list after what you've been able to accomplish.
Well, it's all down to the team, isn't it? Am I the only clone being interviewed for this piece?
Oh, we're also trying to get in touch with Nora Vass's people.
Oh, naturally.
Any help you can give us on that one?
I'm afraid Nora Vass is as impenetrable to me as any other clone. She only grants one an audience when she deigns you worthy. Right, shall we?
Yes, why not? Could you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the Collective?
Yes, I'm Baz Grant. I am the head of technology at the Ministry of Technological Advancement.
One could say you run the place.
No! I am but a humble servant to the Council of Ministers. We're overseen by Minister Smith.
And what is it that the head of technology does?
Ah, well, I oversee all aspects of technological development for the collective. This can mean developing the latest Jeffrey model, or making sure that the transports between Sagara's cities run just that little bit faster. It all falls under my purview. We find areas that could use improvement and make them superior.
That's great. Any examples you're particularly proud of?
It's challenging to think of just one. I suppose the air filtration for Euclidia was a significant improvement. Such a shame about the whole situation. No, I think the new super advanced minnow vessel I invented for Sagara. The old models were so slow. It took almost a day to cross from one side of the planet to the other.
That's very impressive.
Thank you.
Does your work ever extend to areas beyond technology, agriculture or medicine?
I work on all forms of technology. We have several CAFRN units operating in this department to advise on the medical aspect of our technology. In terms of agriculture, yes. In fact, I was once stationed on Mariga to advise on their crops.
That is fascinating. Was this before or after the incident with the advanced science outpost?
Pardon?
There was an incident there with a science outpost poisoning the land without realising.
Yes. Yes. I heard about that. Such a shame. After my time, I'm afraid.
Yes. Of course. What were your improvements able to do for agriculture on Mariga?
Well, before the incident, we had the yield of the crops up by almost 50%.
Wow.
Yes. We were hoping to get it up to double the yield.
And how did you manage that?
It was a combination of replicating not just the ideal, but superior growing conditions and a bit of light genetic alterations.
Superior growing conditions?
Yes. The makeup of the soil, the chemical balance of the water, even the quality of the light. Everything we control.
How interesting. Why the relocation to Sagara?
The ministry moved location. It made it easier for us to conduct certain experiments in a more forgiving environment.
What environment is that?
The bottom of the ocean.
Of course.
How about I take you on a tour of our facilities? There's some fascinating stuff to see. It might just pique your interest.
Sure, why not?
Oh, I will have to ask you to leave your recorder here, I'm afraid. We don't allow any recording equipment inside.
No problem.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are we recording?
Okay.
Is the light on?
Yep. So they're running experiments on the chemical makeup of the ocean water, and they're running localized trials and advances in blaster efficiency.
He basically copped the whole Mariga incident.
Did he?
Well, the chemical balances, the makeup of the soil, the crop yields. That is precisely the reason the lamb was tainted. Just because it took people a few years to start showing symptoms doesn't mean he didn't do it.
So they spun it away from him and moved the department here.
Let's not get too committed to the theories yet. We still have more people to interview.
One down, four to go.
Thank you for listening to The Orphans Exposé. This episode starred Beth Eyre and Beth Crane, with a special guest appearance by Alex Bird. The series is written and directed by Zachary Fortescom, executive produced by Ella Watts, with music by James Barbarossa. Stay tuned for a trailer from our sponsor this week, Crypto Zed, a new science fiction podcast.